How often do you find yourself sitting there just sort of numbly going through the different apps on your phone? You go from game to Facebook to email, back to the game and back to Facebook, and on it goes. Our next guest was doing that a little too much, and she found a way out of it. Jedediah Bila, you've seen her on The View a couple of years ago. She's been on Fox News a lot. She's got a new book called Hashtag Do Not Disturb, How I Ghosted My Cell Phone to Take Back My Life. Jedediah, good morning. Thanks for being with us.
Good morning. Thanks so much for having me on.
What was that moment when you said, I'm spending way too much time with my face in the screen?
Yeah, well, I had one moment where I was in New York City and I was in a taxi cab and I jumped out with a friend. We had planned to have a great night out and I left my phone in the cab. And I didn't realize it till I was in my building. And when I tell you the panic that set in, it was like I had left. I have a Maltese at home. It was like I had lost my dog or some living, breathing person, animal. I was completely untethered. I spent the whole night panicking. What am I missing? Where is the phone? Who has the phone? Did somebody get it? And finally, when I got the phone back at the end of the night, first of all, the panic completely subsided when I had it in my hand.
Yeah.
The endorphins were rushing. And I realized I really hadn't missed anything. But what I was now hyper aware of was, wow, I have an addiction to this thing.
Mm.
This is just a phone. This is just a device. And it completely derailed my whole night. And it was derailing my sanity. So I said, you know what? I need to look into why this is happening. I was never a tech-savvy person, and here I was suffering from something I coined as OCTD, obsessive-compulsive tech disorder. And I went from being a sane, healthy, you know, focus on the person in front of you person who cared about those real-life moments to this person who, you know, found myself on my ex-boyfriend's best friend's dog's mom's Instagram page for 3 hours.
Right.
Who is that? You know?
Yeah.
Like, where am I? What happened to Jedediah?
Yeah. Yeah. And yeah, I mean, you and I both remember a time when, you know, you would leave the house, you know, in the morning and not have a phone with you. You wouldn't be able to call anybody unless it was from a payphone until you got home. You had an answering machine to collect messages while you were gone. And now, my gosh, that panic that you felt was probably not only, you know, oh my gosh, my phone is gone, but what if somebody's trying to reach me right now?
Right. And guess what? We all survived back then.
Right.
The end of the world. You remember when? I mean, I remember being a kid and I'd have a babysitter and my mom or dad would put a post-it on the fridge with an emergency number. If anything happens, here's the number of the restaurant. It was only one time that we had to make that call because I put laundry detergent in the dishwasher and flooded the entire kitchen. And we phoned. That was an actual emergency.
Right.
But now, you know, when we have these phones on us all the time, everything becomes a reason for an emergency. You know, your sister breaks up with a boyfriend. I got to talk to you right now. And
right.
There you are having dinner with someone you really care about. And they're sharing that time with you and your, you know, 500 contacts in your phone and all your social media people, because you're constantly, every time that thing buzzes, if your notification's on, you're checking it. And even if your notifications are off, which, by the way, I really recommend to people, it's one of the things that changed my life, you're programmed to be like, well, on a bathroom break, let me run in and let me spend 5 minutes in there checking every possible outlet and what did I miss?
Yeah.
So you have to kind of deprogram yourself and realize what's being lost and take that journey back. You know, I share a lot of personal stories because I didn't grow up with all this stuff around me, all this tech. And I remind people, this is what life was like, and this is what we're missing.
Yeah.
So take the stroll down memory lane with me, and then here are the mistakes I made. I'm very transparent about that. Here are the problems that can ensue, and here's what I did. You know, I took the phone out of the bedroom. I charged it in a docking station in the living room. I shut off my notifications. I'm not afraid to use airplane mode to actually give my mind a rest. So it was a long journey, and it was a process, and I just wanted people to know it's okay to not, you know, you don't have to do it all in one day, and you don't have to throw your phone away. You don't have to toss it in the river and say, you know what, I'm going to go back to using the telegraph. You know, you don't have to do
right.
that, but you do have to care about your health and sanity
yeah.
and what this is all doing to us.
Talking with Jedediah Bila, her book is called Hashtag Do Not Disturb, How I Ghosted My Cell Phone to Take Back My Life. I like how you write about your wedding. You and your husband made a very conscious decision to make sure that everybody took their cell phones and turned them off and kept them off during the whole ceremony and the reception afterward. And that made a big difference to you, didn't it?
It made a huge difference. We had done that for our engagement party. We had a sign, a very polite sign that just said, this is an unplugged event. We really want you guys to enjoy each other and us, and we want this to be special. Please turn your phones on airplane mode and put them away. We handed out a similar little card to everyone as they entered our wedding venue. And what we noticed as a result, that everybody was really into it, which was surprising. I thought we were going to get some resistance.
Mm-hmm.
But when I was up there saying my vows, and you know how you look out at the crowd, everybody was engaged. We had a photographer. We had a videographer. I was happy to send people photos that captured the moments of them. But you didn't see a sea of phones, and you didn't see a sea of distracted faces. You saw people who were really in the moment, and it was so funny because I think everybody, sometimes it's hard to do it yourself to say, you know what, I'm going to put my phone away. But if somebody else asks out of you, you feel like, well, it's out of my hands. And people really embraced it. The dance floor was full of people that were engaged in the moment. Everybody was making eye contact. My video shows a whole bunch of people that are really present. And I think everybody really enjoyed it and left that. I got even a few comments from people that had gone home and said, you know what, it really does make a big difference. I wouldn't have thought that I felt so good about the experience, but I feel like I had mind rest.
Yeah.
So I think it was a great decision.
I think everybody is so intent on capturing the memory on video through photographs, they forget to actually have the experience. They're just there because they want to record it and share it and tell everybody what it was like. And then to get back to actually living a life, that's something we all need to do.
That's true. And I also ask everybody out there who has kids or nieces or nephews to think about, you know, your behavior, they emulate that, right? Mm-hmm. And a lot of these kids are growing up in a world where all they see is devices. You know, they see their parents on devices all the time. They see their teachers sometimes on devices. A lot of times, you know, cell phones are banned in the classroom, but sometimes they're not. And even I'm a former teacher. Trust me, they're not always banned. And the kids are losing all those skills we had, all those interpersonal skills of, you know, when I was a kid and I went to a middle school dance, you know, the boy had to walk across the dance floor and build up the courage to say, hey, would you like to dance? You know, that first dance, those first conversations. Though, that's how we grew up.
Yeah.
You know, we became who we are today. Those kids are missing all of that. They're doing all of that behind a phone filter. Hey, what's up in a text does not build character. So I ask parents to just think about that and remember that, you know, your kids oftentimes look at you and they say, well, you know, that's the model that I'm following. So if we're doing it, they're going to do it, and it's hurting them more because we at least grew up in those formative years without all this stuff in our space.
Yeah.
They don't have that advantage.
Now, some really interesting, thought-provoking things here. Do not disturb how I ghosted my cell phone to take back my life. Jed, thanks for your time this morning. Appreciate it so much.
Thanks so much. Had a great time.
Take care. Bye now.